Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning,
welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sharon Hartung, retired captain in the U.S., in the Canadian Royal Air Force, and spent her career in the technology world as an expert in all things digital. She did that in the Air Force as well. She's now the author of Your Digital Undertaker, Exploring Death in the Digital Age. Sharon Hartung, H-A-R-T-U-N-G. Sharon, tell us how to find you online and how to find your book.
Well, Jim, thanks for asking. You can find me online at yourdigitalundertaker.ca or .com, or just Google Your Digital Undertaker and you'll find me.
Why did you use the word undertaker? That's either going to make people not pick the book up or can't wait to pick it up. It'd make me grab it and say, "What does she mean? You know, I know what that means. I can't wait to hear what she thinks about that." So, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wanted a title that would grab people's attention and make them think about it. As you know, North Americans, less than 50% of North Americans have a will.
Yep.
So obviously we feel uncomfortable about this topic, and I just wanted something that would grab attention and get people talking about what was important to look after their loved one.
Well, we're so arrogant here in the Western Hemisphere, Sharon, that we think we're going to live forever. That's the reason we don't have wills. What's wrong with you? You know that.
We do. We do.
We're bulletproof. We're arrogant. We're especially in America, not here into the south of you. We're the ugly, arrogant Americans. We're going to live forever. Seriously, I think that's part of it. But now let's talk about what your focus was for the book, and that's to help people not only get ready for the inevitable, right? Because it's going to happen to all of us. But also how to be prepared for it. And as a control freak, Sharon, as a self-confessed and avowed control freak, I want to have a little bit of control over how I go out. I want to be in charge. What do you think?
Absolutely. That's what I find interesting. We want to have so much choice today about what we do and what we think and what we get online that I'm kind of surprised people don't want to take a little control. Now, the genesis of this book started when my mother died without a will, and I was handed her troubled estate project. And when I went through it, I began to realize we don't talk about death. And I came to appreciate the big job of the executor that can span years. And then when I put my technology hat on and realized the digital age was about to hit us, I thought it would be really interesting to use the digital lives, digital footprints, and cryptocurrencies to talk about our estate planning and get people to look comfortable with the conversation and then deal with the uncomfortable pieces.
Right, exactly. Well, having taken care of my mother and father in the last years of their life and buried both of them and took care of their estates at the end of their lives, I got a full blast of all that. And to some degree, you know, they were ready. They had wills, and my mother had her burial paid for. I know you talked about that in your book. You thought it was odd that your mother paid for her, had already had her funeral all planned out. The older generations, that's a big deal to them. You know, it's not as much for us, but the older folks, they really care about. They were freaky about that, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And there's two good reasons to be prepared. Obviously, first and foremost, you get to decide and look after your loved ones, but you can save a lot of money pre-planning your funeral. And there's another big aspect with their digital lives now is the laws in most U.S. states basically say that you have to pre-authorize your executor to have access to your digital files,
right,
like your email and text messages.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Well, the other thing is your family's going to have enough to deal with just the grief of you leaving and just the regular stuff. Anything you can pre-plan that sort of clicks in automatically. And this is where I think it will benefit them. And this is where I think the beauty of blockchain is. Sharon. This is what one of the ways I pointed out in this essay I wrote is your blockchain. Somebody shows up with a death certificate and shows that as a proof of work to a blockchain, to the network holding your will block, the blockchain that has your will. Well, the blockchain could be set up just to trigger all kinds of automatic things, like sending a check to a deposit to the funeral home, contacting this person, depositing this kind of money, you know, here or there. You could have all kinds of control with a blockchain that you'd otherwise have to give to a person who could either not do it well or maybe not at all. What do you think?
Absolutely. Central to the role of estate planning is creating an inventory, and central to the role of executor is having an inventory. And blockchain, in its token nature of a transactional kind of database, is an inventory. So
it's a perfect inventory machine, isn't it?
Exactly. So in the future, but what it also says, Jim, as you know, having dealt with your parents, it's really important to pre-plan. That means that we're going to have to put that inventory together in the blockchain in advance.
Right.
Now, what I recommend people do to start getting comfortable with this topic is just get a will done. And that actually is going to get you ready for whatever inventory that will be, blockchain or otherwise.
Right. Well said. I need the website one more time.
YourDigitalUndertaker.ca or YourDigitalUndertaker.com.
And that's the name of the book, folks. Hey, Sharon, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Jim. It was delightful to chat with you today. Thanks.
Enjoyed having you on the show. Sharon Hartung, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get her back another day. I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.